3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and I have a really big treat for you here today. By the way, this is the show that helps our experts who are on a, you know, we call them big impact experts, and you're on a mission to not only make money in your business, but to enhance people's lives in a very, very positive way. And in order to do that, we need to be able to sell effectively. And it is it's a big conversation. Some people hate the word sales, but strap in. We're going to talk about that today and give you some great advice, because today's guest is an expert at that. She works with women, specifically entrepreneurs, has so much experience with having sales conversations that feel authentic, that feel real, so that you can confidently go out there and promote yourself and make that big positive impact in the world that you're trying to make with your services. So today I have Beth Johnston here with me today. Beth, thanks for being here. I know this has been a long time coming.
Thank you so much, Chuck, for having me as a guest. I've really, really looked forward to this. So thank you again.
Awesome. Well, that was my light introduction, Beth. I think a great place to start is tell everybody a little bit more about you, you know, the work that you do, and how you help people with their sales. And I know this is going to be a big conversation to have.
And it's an important conversation. And it's a conversation, most particularly from my experience, to women, though it does apply equally to men. But most of the people with whom I've worked, that I've trained, I've coached, I've mentored, happened to be women. So that's kind of what my focus is. And it kind of morphed into being a very natural connection for me as a woman to understand how women perceive that word that you said, selling, why we don't like that word, because it sounds pushy, it sounds intrusive, it sounds assumptive. And all of those facts, if you will, are accurate because of how people attempt to sell. Let me define what selling actually is. It's nothing more, it's nothing less than solving a problem or fulfilling a need of the buyer. That's what it is. And I dare you, and I dare your audience, to come up with anything that does not involve selling. It's a fact of life. It's everywhere. It's just that people brand it as, a salesperson. We used to talk about it as the used car salesperson, you know, being that very, very pushy person. It's a natural process. I believe anybody can learn it. I feel very strongly that those who are already engaged in it can get better. And my goal is very simply, learn how to sell more in less time and with greater profitability. So you have more time to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. In other words, that you get to reap the benefits of all of your hard work and the great results that you produce. And I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to know how to sell more in less time and with greater profitability.
Well, I guarantee there are people listening in right now going, yes, please, I definitely need that. It's obviously where revenue and profit comes from in our business. So we need to be able to sell effectively. Mm-hmm. And so some people have various thoughts and feelings about the word sales, about doing sales, all of that. We're going to dive deep into that. First of all, I have to ask you, like, why are you so passionate about this? Like, what's your journey been here? What's led you to doing this work that you're doing now?
It's a loaded question. Years ago, people would say to me, you can sell anything. And I thought, but I'm not trying to sell you something. And I realized, I think I was taking it as a young person, almost as an insult. Oh, you could sell anything. You push. And I realized that it was a compliment. And that's how they meant it. And what they were trying to say to me was, you just helped me. You just helped me solve a problem. Now I know what to do. You sold me on an idea. You sold me on a notion, an opportunity. Were there financial transactions that usually followed? Yes, of course, we want that. We need that. That is what controls the entire global economy, is the transfer of goods and exchanges for services or products of equal or greater value in the perception of the buyer. So there's a lot of Chuck, I look at it this way. Selling is an art, it's a science, it's a psychology, and there is some biology behind it. And when you know that those four pillars all come together and you understand them and you know how they cross paths and when to lean on one more than the other, you too can become a natural. I never took a sales course. I never read a book on sales, but somehow I have been told for many, many, many decades, I'm a natural. And from that regard, I was hired to train others, to duplicate. People say, can you clone yourself? Can you clone yourself? And when I would go into a project as a sales representative, let's say, to learn a product, to learn a program, to learn about the company, I instantly became their highest producer. Because I kept it simple. I kept it simple. And the problem so many times, and it's kind of sad, is that too many people in sales, particularly women, you mentioned confidence. So important. And what confidence means is to have faith in yourself, just to know how to communicate with people. And you can't overemphasize communication. And when you understand the balance of who's doing the speaking, who's doing the listening, because you can't be doing both at the same time. Two people can't be speaking at the same time. Two people can't be listening. That's not communicating. That's not communicating. When you understand what your role is in the sales process and you have good training, you too can be a natural and you will sell more in less time and with greater profitability.
Amazing. And just imagine how your business and your life changes when you could accomplish that. Now, not everybody is accomplishing that. So I wanted to ask you, like, what are you hearing when people come to you for help? And think about that, the beginning of the journey. What are you hearing from them? What's the struggle? What's the thought process? What are the words they are using to describe their experience?
Varies. There's always pain involved in it. It's the uncomfortable days. It's the sleepless nights. It's the pressure of not getting the results. If you're working for someone, do you have quotas? Do you have goals? Are you competing with other persons in your office who might be sitting near you? There's pressure with it. There's pressure. And when you add that pressure, anything that you naturally could do becomes harder. And it's so not necessary. And that's what frustrates me the most is that if you can talk with someone, and most importantly, listen to that person when it's your turn to listen, and you really care about the result. But there's a logic here that they think, I need to sell more. I have to press harder. I have to bully more. I have to be tougher. I have to sound like the guys. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have to know your authentic self. You have to know your product. You have to know your market. You have to know your competition. There are these numbered puzzle pieces that when you put them together, you get the results you want, that beautiful picture that the puzzle was meant to create. That's all that it is. That's all that it is. And it is teachable because I have done it for thousands and it's learnable.
Mm. I think that's the important lesson is that it is learnable. I do hear comments from people time to time saying, well, I'm not a natural salesperson or I'm not very good at sales or they really look up to or envy other people who seem to have it all figured out. I would classify that as a mistake. What would you say to that? And are there any other common mistakes that you really see people make that make it tougher on themselves, maybe needs to be?
Here's the whole issue. Stop making it more difficult than it needs to be. And find a good trainer. Because I've replaced trainers in companies. I was hired as a consultant. I was then hired as a full-time employee because of the results that I got to say, oh my gosh, it really is easier than we thought. That the simple process, it's simple, not always easy. And there is a difference between simple and easy. If you follow the simple process that selling is, it can become easier if you get out of your own way. Women, more than men, I believe from my experience, because I've trained many men as well, is that we burden ourselves where we don't need to. And, oh, Chuck, I get frustrated, passionate, sometimes a little bit mad about it because there's nothing in life. There's nothing that we do. There's no transaction that we have. There's no exchange of information. That's not a form of selling. We all do it naturally. when you're doing it for the gain of a financial transaction at the end, there are nuances. There are ways to finesse the process. I just figured it out. I just kind of just knew what it was. I know how to talk to people, and I'm willing to listen to them. And if you're willing to listen to them, they will tell you what you need, what they need. And when they tell you what they need, you know how to solve that problem. Simple.
Yeah. And it can be simple. Sometimes we overthink it, and we get wrapped up in our own self-doubt, or maybe even a little bit of fear about, you know, serving this person, asking them to join our program or whatever it is. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that, I totally agree with you. And the reason that I focus now on helping women in sales is because they have a more difficult time with that whole process. Women innately have more difficulty talking about money, asking for money, asking to be paid. It's in our DNA. It's a generational thing. It is getting a little bit better, but we want people just to magically, you know, hand us their credit card or something. Again, just learn the process. Women have a different relationship with money. It's been for all time. And as I said, I do believe it's getting a little bit better, but it still does exist. And when women realize that the relationship that they have with money is getting in their way, and they can have a different relationship with money, and they work hard for their money. Remember that song, she works hard for her money, and she needs to reap the benefit at the end of the day. Because the reality is, particularly post-pandemic, there are more women-owned businesses. There are more women in sales. There are more women who the family is reliant on them financial, their financial contribution to the family. They need to get results. But the music that they're playing in their head compared to what should be coming out of their mouths is a conflict. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. That's what they're hearing inside their heads. I want to tell you, you can do it. You can do it. It's a process that anybody can learn if you want to learn. You have to want to do it. Women are naturally good at it because we're natural problem solvers. And as I said, selling is really nothing more or less than solving the problem of the buyer. It's what women do. Now we need to be asked to be paid for it. And that's where women still have a little bit of that, what shall I say, that hesitation, realizing you have to ask, you must ask, and you deserve to be paid for the problems that you're solving for the buyer. Simple.
Now, I know you you work with, you know, women and well, entrepreneurs in general with this, have your courses in your programs, and we definitely want to talk about that here in a moment. Someone who's experiencing what you just described, what are their next steps? What do they need to start to do to break out of, you know, kind of where they're at, the struggle that they're having, you know, maybe, you know, start to be more confident or bold in their approach to sales?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't like to be told you're doing it wrong. I hope they like to hear you can do it better. You can have better results. Let's talk about it. Let's identify the things that you might not think are the roadblocks to getting that financial transaction. Let's identify what those problems are. And once you can identify that for yourself, you can overcome it. You have to be willing to. You have to, like anything else, be willing to take, I don't want to say criticism, but to take it from someone with maybe much more experience, as I have, who has led countless numbers of people to their highest paydays that they've ever had. I had tens of millions of dollars to the revenue and profits, they're different, to the bottom lines of companies who brought me in to teach these processes. So if you're willing to get out of your own way, I have to tell you, it's no more difficult than that. Get out of your own way, learn. I identify many of the common mistakes that salespeople make. Once you start to learn them and you see yourself, oh my gosh, I do that. I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm going to approach it this way. You know what? Selling becomes fun. There's joy in it. For me, what I love, particularly in training, is saying I'm that pebble that drops in the water that creates those concentric circles of energy that's going to go to, we'll call it the student, who's then going to go to all the people that they sell something to, and all the people who are going to reap the benefit of whatever product or service was sold, and how that goes out into the community. It's It's like public service. You want to be part of that food chain. I love being part of that food chain. I'm proud of it. And all women in sales should be proud of what they do because we actually control the global economy. Fact. We control the global economy.
Amazing. So I know you've put together a program that really helps women with their sales and their goals with it. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the program that you offer, you know, who it's for, the mission of it.
Thanks, Chuck. What I did after years of doing this for private clients, for companies who paid me very well to come in and retrain, to reorganize their sales department, their sales processes, I said, what's the best way for me to reach more people more easily? So I did a course. I created a digital course. And my goal in that was to reach as many people far and wide who experience the problems in selling and want to learn how to do it better. So I created a digital course just to give me the opportunity to truly, and I say this with all humility, take my expertise, my beliefs, my experiences, my passions. You see behind me, BEP. That's my belief, my experience, my passion. It's what I live by. Let me share it with you. And I hope and I pray, and I truly believe with all my heart that I can help women in particular to learn how to sell more in less time and with greater profitability. So they reap the benefits, that they find the fun and the joy in selling, knowing that they've helped other people solve their problems. I keep saying like the same things I'm hearing myself because it's really kind of simple.
I love that. And what was the main, I guess, motivation behind doing the course? What was the inspiration for doing the course? And what can someone expect to achieve by going through it?
Yeah, my motivation was, as I said, just to be able to reach more people in a more widespread way. Like, you didn't have to come to me. I didn't have to go to you. Technology made it possible. So that was my motivation to do it. My motivation was to say, let me create a self-paced course that anybody can participate in, that anybody can identify for themselves what their problems may be. Also, help them identify what their strengths are and use those. Lead with your strengths. Don't lead with your what you're the weakest at. Stand up for yourself, identify where you're the strongest, identify you're the weakest, and create the balance. So this self-paced program, it's a 12-module, 26 lessons or so that you participate in and you identify. And I am going to tell you, I would bet that if I could be listening to everybody taking the course, there are going to be a lot of aha moments. Oh my gosh. I didn't think of that. Oh my gosh, it's so simple. Oh, I never thought of it that way. That's what I want to do. I want to provoke people who, because you know, when you repeat something, good or bad, you create a habit and you get very good at repeating the habit. So if you're finding continued frustration in selling because you're not getting the commissions, you're not getting the pay, you're not getting the comfort and the life that you deserve, let's overcome it. Let's go through it. Together, I'm with you in the course, but you're doing it at your own pace. I'm not moving anybody faster than she chooses to move. And identify everything. There's homework, which is fun because you really get in touch with yourself. And I think that's very important too, Chuck, because you know what? We're all consumers. All of us will continue to be on the other end of that sales process. We're all buyers. Maybe we're not all thinking consciously that we're sellers, but we are, but we know we're all buyers. You'll become a better consumer because you realize the art, the science, the psychology, and the biology that come together to form the sales process. You'll be a better consumer as well. So I felt it was my responsibility if I had something to share. And I am so passionate about it. And I wish I could be speaking to, you know, a Yankee Stadium full of people and know that they're going to walk out feeling better about what they're going to get out of bed tomorrow and do from 9 to 5, the proverbial 9 to 5. I would love that. So the digital course that I created was kind of my attempt to reach the most number of people efficiently.
I love that. Well, And there's always next steps. And some people are just hearing about you for the first time, and you've put this together, this amazing program. And I know you have a free masterclass, which I, in my mind, is a great next step for someone to learn from you, to experience more from you, learn more about the program. Can you tell them a little bit more about the masterclass? What's it about? You know, what can they expect to learn? And how is that their next step?
Thank you. It's the logical next step. And it's going to take you through, it's about an hour, a little bit more than an hour. So certainly an hour of time, very well spent, that takes you through the ifs, ands, and buts, if you will, of selling. And it's going to be very active in taking notes and learning and moving and going through each module at your own pace. And what you're going to do is build your own process that is then transferable. Once you understand the science, the art and the science of the process, whatever it is you're selling, you're going to be able to make the lateral moves based on the market, the competition, and the product, because those are interchangeable things. Those things can change, as we know, through our sales careers, but the art and science will not. You'll just get better at it. So move through the course. There's the free masterclass. Again, spend 1 hour. If you don't think you're worth an hour, or if you're feeling so pressured, I can't even give up an hour of trying to sell. Boy, you need this course more than you may even realize that you do. It's an hour. I think it's an hour and 10 minutes, something like that, to go through the free masterclass. And then make a decision for yourself whether you think you can benefit from it, and the best next best step for your course of action could be.
Amazing. Well, if you'd like to register for that free masterclass, which I think is an amazing, like you said, Beth, next step, logical next step, and you would like to register for it, look, it's free. That's another logical reason to do it. Look for the link right beneath this video. I've got the link to Beth's masterclass right there. All you need to do is click that link and you're in. And then if you're listening to this on a podcast, just open up your phone and whatever podcast network you're on right now, the link is there as well. And take advantage of this and learn more from Beth. If you're learning something today, just imagine how much more you're going to learn after going through her 1 hour masterclass. And so, Beth, we're almost nearing the end, but I've got a few other questions for you. One is, if somebody wanted to just talk to you or reach out to you and connect with you, and they're like, you know what, I need to be in Beth's world. She's got this figured out, and I need to get this figured out as well. What's the best way to connect with you and learn from you?
You know what, I'm gonna provide a link for that too, then, Chuck, so that they can get on my calendar, my schedule, and then learn a whole lot more about it. If they want one-on-one coaching, if they want group coaching, if they want me, if they're a business owner and do want to engage me to audit their company's sales process, to train their sales team, to help them build a sales team. All of that is possible. And we spend so much time complicating. Oh my gosh, I have to do this. I have found for myself in anything that I'll spend, and I've had this happen to me so many times, where people have taken a half hour to tell me that they don't have 5 minutes. That's just human nature. So take the time, go do the free masterclass. And what we did, Chuck, we made the masterclass. It's not on my schedule. You can go and enjoy that and benefit and learn from it whenever you want to, whenever you need to. It's not like, oh, it's next Tuesday at 12 o'clock and you have to stop everything else you're doing because that's when Beth says you have to do it. No. It's about you. It's about what's the best way, the most expeditious way for you. If you're awake at 2 o'clock in the morning because you made no sales that day, get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and go to the free masterclass because you need it. And you'll do better the next day. That I can pretty much promise you.
You know, word, very bold call to action there also. I think hopefully you're learning something here today. And go take the masterclass. The link is beneath the video and in the podcast show notes. And you really can't miss it. And you're going to learn so much more about yourself and sales and Beth, and just, you know, as someone who struggled with sales 30 years ago when I started my first business, I was extremely introverted and I had all the feels, you know, the fear and just like the value and all of that. And when you really learn, for me, it was learning to serve, one, but less, the fear was me needing to look good. And that was for me. And when I focused on how can I transform this other person? How can I make their lives better? And as that feeling grew and grew and grew to the point of passion about helping people make their lives better, I don't even think about sales anymore. It just happened so naturally for me. And I don't know if that's the experience that you had, Beth, or what your clients had, but that was what my experience with sales was.
So beautifully stated. You make the transformation in your own mind from selling to serving. And the fact that there's a transaction at the end of that service, if you will, that's just the way the world goes around. That's necessary. And you said that so beautifully. And so many people have traveled a similar path. What I most want women in particular to know is that they can and that they deserve. And you mentioned the word judgment. Women can be so hard on ourselves and on other women. This isn't about being judged. And most importantly, don't judge yourself. Don't convince yourself of your limitations. I promise you, heart to heart, woman to woman, you have none. You have none. If you do, it's self-imposed. And I promise that we can move them aside and open up a clearer path. And again, the whole mission of, and by the way, the course, I don't think we mentioned it. It's called the Ultimate Sales Academy for Women. Its mission is to help you, everybody there, sell more in less time and with greater profitability. So you have more time to enjoy your life, to spend your time doing what you want, when you want, and with whom you choose to spend that valuable time. You deserve nothing less. And I promise you, that is part of what you're going to get, just part of what you're going to get when you go to the masterclass and start peeling back those layers. And then suddenly you say, oh, here I am. I can do this. And I promise you that you can. And I am here to help you do it.
Ooh, I felt every single word of that. Amazing. And look, I know we could talk about sales and business all day long. Yes. And I think the great next step for someone is to go learn from you in your masterclass and then go take the course. Like, learn. This is a great person to learn from. And that's, Beth, I really wanted to have you share your insights here today. And so just before we go, any final words of advice, words of wisdom for our audience here today before we sign off?
Yeah. Oh boy. Final words. Don't take 5 minutes. Don't take 20 minutes to tell me why you don't have five. Use your time, put it to good use, honor who you are, what you do, and very importantly, identify why you're doing it. And when you know all of those things, why you're doing it, it's important to you. Like you heard from Chuck, his passion about what he does, my passion, you have passions. You'll find it. You'll discover it. You will unleash yourself before. Trust your instincts. Please take advantage of the free masterclass. My pleasure, my honor to know that you went and took the free masterclass. Whatever happens after that, please know that I'm here to help you in any way that I can.
Beautiful words to end this episode by. Beth, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've shared with us here today. And to our audience, I want this to be time well spent, as Beth was saying. I want you to take something you heard here today, and I want you to take that step, that next step towards it today. And maybe it's something that you've been putting it off. Maybe there's a sales call you need to go and do. Maybe there's a proposal you need to send out. And maybe it's just as simple as go and sign up for Beth's masterclass. There is a next step for you. Take that step towards it. The next step will be revealed as soon as you take that step. Remember, there's no obstacle too big to be overcome, and you might just be one collaboration away from that big breakthrough that helps you to make that big impact in the world that's helped you, inspired you to start your business in the first place. And right. Beth could be that person to collaborate with. So Beth, thank you for being an amazing guest. To our audience, thank you. And we'll see you on the next one, everybody. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.